You say you searching for happiness, well, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Our mind is very, very powerful. Our mind is, in one sense, the part of us that thinks. It's the part of us that imagines and reasons. It's the part of us that we use to focus and to make choices in life. And the mind, again, is very powerful. It's something that teenagers, young adults, and adults need to make sure that we, first of all, develop properly. We not only need to develop our minds properly, we need to nurture our minds. We need to feed our mind what it needs so we can operate it properly. But I also believe we need to protect our mind. We got to protect our mind, young folk. Because the mind, if you notice my notes, can be molded and manipulate it. And if we don't develop it, nurture it, and protect it, our mind can be damaged by people, the world, demons, and most of all, by your own self. I want you to really get that. I must develop, nurture, and protect my mind. Say that with me. I must develop, nurture, and protect my mind. That's it. If God gave me, and he did, my mind, I got to take care of it. I gotta use it properly. I want Christ or my God to mold my mind. And I don't want my mind to be manipulated by anybody, whether it's me or somebody else. We like to use phrases like, man, they mind is gone. Or you'll say, sir, or you'll hear people say like, think, man, they mind is messed up. We don't want that to happen. We want to protect our mind. What are the three things we talked about? We want to develop. Come on. We want to nurture, and we want to protect. Especially as a young person, but more so as a Christian young person. You just don't let anybody mold and manipulate your mind. You don't do that. You don't let a boy or a girl get a hold of your mind so hard to where they can manipulate you. Or the world or such. So let's look at some truths. Y'all know how I do it. I got to break it down. Let's look at some truths about the mind. There are so many truths in Scripture about the mind, but I just want to look at a few this morning that the Spirit of God impressed upon me to deal with. And these truths that we're going to look at, you need to make sure that they are embedded in you. These truths, you need to not only just memorize them, you need to know the truth. Because Jesus taught, when we know the truth and continue in it, it's the truth that will make us free. We just don't need to remember the truth. We need to know the truth. You need to know this as a young man or a young woman. Y'all ready? Okay, let's go to Proverbs. We're going to go to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, and we're going to look at part of verse number 7. Okay? Proverbs 23 and 7 reads in part, "For as he," which means a person, "thinks in his heart," or mind, look at this, "so is he." Our thinking determines our destiny. Our thinking determines, you would be right to say, your reality. How you and I think with our mind is so powerful that it will be the way we think it is. "For as he or she thinks, so is he or her." If you think, you're going to be like your relative who was a thug. That's what you're going to be. If you think, you ugly. Even though you may not be what's trending, what's popular. If you just think, "I'm just so ugly." Well, that's what you're going to see yourself as a person thinks. So is he. I think this about myself. If it's corrupt, you're going to be corrupt. Now, I didn't say this. This is Bible, right? As a person thinks, "I don't think it's going to work out." Well, guess what? Ain't going to work out. Why? That's how you think. "Oh, man, I just think every time I take 2 steps forward, it seems like I take 3 steps back." Well, guess what? Every time you try to, you think you're going forward, you might as well get ready. Something going to set you back. Why? That's how you think. "Well, I'm going to die with this." Or you think it is what it is. Well, if that's how you think, then it is what it is. We have to be careful with how we think. "Won't nobody forgive me? Don't nobody love me?" You're going to be walking around insecure all your life because that's how you think. Who would agree this is a powerful verse? How many have been guilty of something Bishop preached years ago, having stinking thinking? How many have ever had some jacked up thinking about yourself, your circumstance, or just life in general? By a show of hands. Yeah, we all have. But after today, we're going to learn how to deal with that. Right? Romans. Let's go to Romans. So the first thing we need to understand, how I think, it's going to determine my destiny or my reality. That's powerful. Romans 12 and 2. Another powerful verse about our mind. Romans 12 and 2, Paul says, "And do not," help me, "be conformed to this world, but be transformed," here it is, "by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." What do we see in this verse? My mind must be transformed. My mind must be transformed. It's got to be changed. Woo, because we done been learned or taught some things according to the world that just is not true. And so we need the word to transform our mind. See, the world will teach you, you born gay. Oh, no, your mind need to be transformed. You ain't born no gay. You born a sinner. And I'm born a sinner. But when God made you as a young woman, you young woman. When God made me as a man, I'm young man. I'm boy. Right? You can go get sex change all you want. God created you one way, and that's how it is. So we have to have our minds renewed or transformed. How do I get my mind transformed? I need to hear the word. The Bible says that the word washes us. The word sanctifies us. That's the only way. We need a brainwashing. Somebody say, you go to that church, you ain't a brainwashed. Yes, I need my brain washed by the word. My mind needs to be transformed. Okay? You need to be transformed. Because the world, especially nowadays, when you look at what's going on, the world, you know what they want us to do? Worry about things and money. That's all that's in the word. They want us to worry about things and money. That's just one or two of the things that we see, especially that's targeting young folk. We're going to deal with this sexualization of our young people in a minute. But when it comes to young folk, you can't listen to nothing or watch nothing without it telling us to get some money. You ain't nothing unless you got some money. You got some paper. But you know what Jesus taught? You don't have to go there because I got it right here. Luke 12 and 29. Look at this. Look at what Jesus said. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have a what? Anxious mind. I don't even want you to worry about things. Don't worry about that. The world wants you to worry about that. But I don't want you to worry about that. You just keep me first, and I'm going to add all these things to you. I don't want you paper chasing. I don't want you chasing the bag. I want you to chase me. That's what Paul told Timothy. Pursue truth. Pursue righteousness. Go after these things. And nowhere in that verse did he talk about money. No, we don't need to be greedy for filth or lucre or money. All we need to do is make sure that we're pursuing after Jesus, and the things that we desire anyway or need, he's going to make sure that we got. He broke it down to his disciples. He said, look, if you just put me first, if you hunger for me, you thirst for me, if you forsake all, you lose your life, I'm going to make sure you find your life. So much so that if you forsake mother, brother, sister, father, even houses and land, I'm going to add to you in this life, houses and land, sisters and brothers. Then he said, with persecution. God going to make sure we get everything he promised if we keep him first. See, that's what need to be on our mind. Lord, am I in your will? Lord, am I pleasing unto you? Because if a man's ways please the Lord, he going to make even his enemies his footstool. We need to make sure that we are seeking our God first. That need to be the primary thing on our mind. That need to be what's on our mind. And then all these other things, he going to make sure that we have. I'm going to make sure you got a nice ride. Or rides. I'm going to make sure you got houses. That's what Jesus said, houses and land. I'm going to make sure you have it. I'm going to make your name great. That's what he promised. Nations going to call you blessed. That's what our God said. All we have to do is keep him first. That needs to be on our mind. But come on, be honest with me. Come on, young folk. Is that what they pushing out here in the world? No, that ain't what they put, trying to manipulate or mess up our mind. Jesus said, don't even worry about that. The earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. And it's the meek who shall inherit the earth. Those who just humble themselves and do it my way, I'm going to make sure you enjoy what's here in the earth. That's right. Isaiah said it like this, young folk. Y'all still with me? He said it like this. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Good God Almighty. There's some good things in this land. I said there's some good things in this land. It's some nice places. And as long as we keep the Lord first, he's going to make sure we experience it, visit them, and possess them. So my mind needs to be transformed. That's why I need to come to church every time the door is open, especially as I see the day of the Lord approaching. I need to make sure I'm in God's house so my mind can be transformed. My mind can be renewed. Are y'all with me? So what's the first thing we learned about our mind? Our thinking determines our destiny. Second thing we learned. Our mind must be transformed. And finally, let's go to Colossians. Somebody say, where that's at? Okay. If you're in Philippians still, just go to the right. Okay. If not, just go to the table of contents. Colossians 2. Now, this one right here, this one, as y'all say, this one hit hard. This one hit a little different right here. Okay. This one step on your foot. Not your toe, but your foot. Colossians 3 and 2. Well, okay, I made a mistake. Colossians 3, Lord. Just turn the page. Y'all petty, man. Y'all see the first one making all the noise. Y'all see what I had to deal with? She good people, though. She good people. That wasn't her. Y'all getting off track. Colossians 3. Colossians 3. I'm sorry, first lady. Colossians 3 and verse number 2. Look at what Paul said. Set your mind on things, help me, above. Not on things, on the earth. Our minds can be fixed. We can change our mind. You can think about stuff that make you depressed all you want. That's your choice. You can set your mind how you want it to be. You can fix it on your problems if you want to. You can fix your mind on your haters. You can fix your mind on your mistakes. But that's not going to be healthy. We need to learn how to change our mind. Have you ever been depressed because you just thought about your problems? I was listening to Minister Sarita and talking to Pierre. I was like, that'd be the challenge. Sometimes we'd be thinking about how it's going to happen. Lord, how you going to do this? And it seemed like the more you think about it, the more messed up and worried you get. We need to change our mind. God didn't make us to know everything. Paul said we know in part. God wants us to know certain things. We know what we should know, and he know what he know. So we have to learn how to fix our mind, he says, on things that are above or godly. Fix our minds on things that are godly, not on things that are fleshly or on the earth. As a young person, fix your mind on good success. Don't worry yourself about, are they going to accept me into this school? Am I going to get the job? Don't worry yourself. That's out of your control. You put in the application, you apply, you send them your application fee. After that, ain't nothing you can do but just trust God, right? You go out, look for the particular career that the Lord puts you on. Once you go to the interview, it's out of your, don't worry yourself. Set your mind on all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his. I'm fixed on Romans 8 and 28. Lord, you said you blessed me. Ain't nobody giving to me. It ain't my my duty to worry about how it's going to happen. I'm just fixing my mind on he said he would do it. He said he would do it. Don't set your mind on the pain. I know you're hurting. I know you're going through some things in your body, but we have to elevate our mind. Lord, you said, by your stripes, I am already healed. Woo, how many have ever fixed their mind on the wrong thing before? You can have 20 good things about you and 2 negative things about yourself. But if you're not careful, you can focus on the 2 negative things. The 2 negative things and just think you're an awful person. But you got 20 wonderful things about you. Look at what's wonderful about you. Don't just talk about the pimples you got. I just hate all this acne I got. But look at that pretty voice you got. Ooh, look at that pretty hair you got. Ooh, set your mind on how God made you wonderfully. Don't just want, you can work on them pimples. Am I right about it? You can work on that. Fix your mind on things that are godly, things that are of good report, things that are praiseworthy, things that are according to the scripture. Don't bring yourself down in the dumps. And sure enough, don't be hanging around somebody that like to stay in the dump. How many ever been having a good day but then got around somebody whose mind was fixed on the wrong thing? And it seemed like how they were feeling, it jumped all, jumped on you. No, no. Set your mind on things that are good or godly. Don't go along with the herd or with the crowd when they talk about how awful Mondays are. The devil is a lie. Mondays are marvelous. Mondays are wonderful. Why? Because the Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. There is. Folk a trip. Computer be acting up. They say, you know, it's Monday. What they got to do with the computer? My computer running slow. You know, it's Monday. Folk be on some dumb stuff. Tell somebody, set your mind on things above. That's right. And what are things above? Things that are good and godly. Good and godly. Set your mind. Just like that remote control, you can change your mind. If you got a negative mother that always talked down about you, change your mind. You wish you could just say, Mama, shut up. You can't do that. I mean, you can, but I mean, you can rebuke your mama. You could. But I just don't know how that. But see, it's amazing how that stuff that negative parents say, it can affect you. But you have to learn how not to let that set your mind. We used to say, come in one ear and go out the other. And sometimes you have to do negative parents like that. Negative kinfolk like that. Don't let them set your mind. You set your mind. Am I right about it? Now, this going to hurt. I'm still dealing with this third one about setting our mind. If our mind is not set on the things of God, we're not loving him with all of our mind. I said, if our mind is not set on the things of God, then we really don't love him with all of our mind. Look at what Jesus taught in Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto them, you shall love the Lord your God. Help me with all your heart. Help, come on. All your, finish strong. And all your, so if I don't set my mind the way the Lord told me, then I'm not loving him with all my mind. I got to love him with all my mind. He don't want us to be double-minded. Lord, I love you, but I'm thinking about this too. I'm worried about this too. No, he wants all of our all of our mind. Just let that scripture marinate on your mind. Sometimes it's a fight. How many know some of the biggest fights, or have you experienced the biggest fights be in your mind, your mentals? Your mental. Some of the biggest battles I have be mental. You be thinking folk looking at you funny and ain't nobody even thinking about you. But in your mind, you be like, they looking at me. They don't like me. They talking about me. Look at how she rolled. How she ain't even thinking about you. She had something in her eye. And you just happen to be facing her. She ain't thinking about you. But our minds sometimes be split. It be double. Young folk, we have to learn to love him with, help me, all of our mind. And I have been guilty in 2021. Knowing I'm supposed to be loving the Lord with all my heart, all my mind. But my mind be trying to love the Lord. But at the same time, I'm anxious or worried about something else. I had to get myself right. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Let me get my mind right. See, God gave us a sound mind. Am I right about it? Matthew 16:23. Read it with me. I got it right here. But he turned and said to Peter, Lord, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful, come on, of the things of God. Help me out. But the things of men. And see, sometimes you can be saved, a leader, or in God's church, and still not be mindful of the things of God. Don't let the enemy come in and mess up your mind. Why is all the music about sex, money, getting high, partying, and homosexuality? Why do you think that is? Do you think that's by design? Do you think that's a plan? Yeah. If the enemy can get you to think about not forgiving your brother, but shooting up the block. Yeah. Look at me wrong, I kill you. Golly, you won't even talk to me? No, I got ops. We kill everybody. Just dumb stuff. Every psalm. Sexually charged. Just twerking. Just. Why is that? They can get your mind just on sex, 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 sex. Booty, 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 booty. Getting high. Popping pills. Smoking. Why do you think that is? Do you think that's on purpose? If the enemy can put these seeds in our heart, in our mind, he understands if I can get them thinking about that, not protecting their mind and turning away from it, put a good beat to it, I can manipulate their mind. And Jesus picked up on it, on Peter, his own leader. You ain't mindful of what's going on with God. You more mindful of what's going on with men. And you got young folk like that in every church. They are more mindful. Their mind has been captivated by the things of the world. You can try to have a conversation about the Bible or what the pastor been preaching, and it's like foreign. But talk about something that's going on in the world. That's what they're more mindful of. Am I not telling you not to know what's going on in the world? No, we are in the world, right? But we just shouldn't be of the world. He can put it on all these movies online. Give us easy access to keep our minds off of the things of God. He got it. You can be in the church, but your mind somewhere else. In the church, singing, on the dance team, in performing arts, but your mind is somewhere else. And Jesus rebuked him and said, you are of the devil. Satan. Have you ever been guilty of that? In the church, but more mindful of what's going on in the world. You know what's going on with the latest rappers and so forth, and you more into that than what's going on in God's house. I told y'all we're gonna step on a foot. But if it's right, just somebody shout, it's the truth. So when it comes to our mind, what did we learn today? Our thinking determines our minds must be, and our minds can be set. In our text, as I hit the corner, in Philippians 2 and 5, Paul tells us what I need to deal with today, that we need to choose to have the mind of Christ. On a daily basis, God wants you and I to have the mind of Christ. More so than what's trending on social media. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. Christ Jesus. And we can break that down and just say the word. I want you as a young person to be more mindful of the word on a daily basis. Not just when you wake up, go to sleep, or get ready to eat some food. No, throughout the day, I want you to choose to have the mind of Christ. The same mind that Christ had, I want you to have. I want you to have the mind of the word. How many are understanding? And see, if we're gonna do that, we need to be mindful of some things. I done showed you the power of thinking. I done showed you how our lives can be transformed when we allow the word to renew our mind. But if we're going to be more mindful or have the mind of Christ throughout the day, it's just certain things we need to be mindful of. Now, before I go further, how many would agree that, yes, I do need to be more mindful of the word on a daily basis by a show of hands? Just be honest. Whatever level you at, how many would be honest? Yeah, all of us. No matter what level you at, all of us could do better. And matter of fact, the Lord is charging us to do better. What is your mindset when you get a headache, a stomach ache? What is your mindset when you don't know what to do in life? What is your mindset when you are having sexual desires? What is your mindset when cigarettes and weed is tempting you? What is your mindset when you have the opportunity to lie your way out of a situation? See, in all these different situations, we need to let the mind of Christ operate. We need to be thinking according to the word. What is your mindset? Woo! Didn't nobody say nothing. Let's go to Acts 14. Acts 14. I said, didn't nobody say nothing? It's all right. Sometimes we just need to listen, right? All right. Let's go to Acts 14. And again, we're going to look at a few things we need to be mindful of because the Lord wants us to choose to have the mind of Christ on a daily basis. Okay? Let's go to Acts 14. Oh, Lord. Where's Acts at? In the New Testament, right? Okay, let's look at verse 2. And I want you to read this with me and look at the tone of the verse. Verse 2. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. If I'm going to have the mind of Christ, I don't need to allow, look at this, unbelievers to poison my mind on a daily basis. I don't need to allow folk that don't believe scripture to mess my mind up. Just because you don't believe it, that don't mean I need to get on your level. Don't let people that do not live the word or go to church anyway worship the Lord in spirit and truth poison your mind. I'm not going to let you poison my mind. You can tell me all you want that something is good for me. But if I know it's deadly, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. When I went to college my first year, and y'all know I tell you, you have to be mature to leave home to go and stay away to go to college. And I've had so many experiences in college. I went to North Carolina my first year. And I never forget, I met this young girl. She was good people to be around. She was good people to be around. She was from New York. And she did things that I just didn't do. But we found common ground, right? And I never forget, she told me, now I wasn't saved, right? She said, you know what I can do? Because this was one particular weekend to where it was nothing to do. So when you away at college and there's nothing to do, you just sit around the room and you try to find something to do, even when it ain't nothing to do. And she said, you know what I can do? I said, what can you do? She said, I can eat Comet and don't nothing happen. Yes. Comet is a cleaning solution. It's green. Is white, green, you use it in the bathtub, you use it on the countertops, and so forth. How many know what Comet is? Okay. My wife don't like to use Comet. She don't like it, but it's some good cleaning solution. And so I said, you lying. She said, no, I can eat Comet and nothing happened. You want to see? And I was like, I mean... It's on you, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, are you for real? She was like, yeah, watch this. I am not lying. She took the Comet, put the Comet in her hand, and said, see? And ate the Comet. I said, you, she said, and swallowed it and ate it. Do not do this. I'm not telling you to go home and try this. It's a warning on the label, right? But she did it, and I just sat there. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to have to call the ambulance, or it's finna be an emergency and so forth. She went right back to talking to me like wasn't nothing wrong. And I was like, are you okay? She was like, yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I said, oh my God. But she could not convince me to do it because I knew that that was poison. I knew that that was not good. But see, the same example I gave you, it's the same way you have to be when it comes to your mind. When it comes to music, you have to know, I ain't listening to that. That right there, that will mess me up. I ain't got no business listening to that. Now, it sound good. But if I keep listening to it and letting that get in my mind, I done learned as a man thinks so is he. You keep watching them videos and you seeing them smoking and they got all the different colors smoke and they just looking like ain't nothing wrong and so forth. If you ain't protecting your mind, you'll be like, well, let me go try that. Let me go try that. Let me go do that. And then you done got poison. See, Paul had to tell Timothy, keep yourself pure. You don't let anyone defile you, especially yourself. You don't let anybody talk you into going places you know you have no business going that your God don't want you to go to. No, y'all ain't gonna poison me. I am not going to let you poison my mind. I'm not trying that. You know, folk will tell you now, well, you know, you may like it. How you know? Try it. Somebody was talking to me, telling me, somebody told them, how you know you don't like girls? Try it. You ever let a girl kiss you? And this is another girl. Try it. You might like it. And you need to have the mindset, no, I'm not going to let you poison me. That's right. I'm not going to let you poison me. How many things do you get tempted to try that you know is deadly? But your mindset be like, ain't nothing going to happen. I'll be all right. I'm strong. Listen to me real good. Y'all look at me. This is what the Bible say about sin. Sin can overtake you. If any man be overtaken in a fault or sin. See, you can try something that's poisonous and you like it. But it's killing you. It's killing you, but you like it. It's deadly. You don't let anybody poison you with their beliefs or their opinions. And see, that's what we see a lot of going on now. People are poisoning good, saved Christian young folk with demonic teaching. You stay on TikTok too long, if you don't protect your mind, you'll get to hearing some teaching that's straight demonic. You don't let nobody poison you. Oh, I'm scrolling up. I'm not listening to that. We was watching television this weekend, me and my wife, and they were doing a preview or a trailer for this movie that was coming up. Y'all know how they'll run like a trailer on TV? And so this particular movie, I don't even know the name of it, but it was on like 10 seconds. I was like, oh, Lord, look where this is going. And so in the trailer, young folk, which is a movie for young people, they took like 5 seconds to highlight this. The woman asked the little boy, do you believe in heaven? And she didn't even let the boy respond. The woman said, don't. Don't believe in heaven. And then it went on with the rest of the movie. And I'm saying to myself, good God, the enemy would just take a little bitty few seconds to try to poison folks' mind. Then you went on to the rest of the trailer, and it was about her being in love with another woman. But that's how they do. That's how they do. They'll do these movies, and me and Pastor Cochran were talking, they'll do movies and so forth, and they'll pull you in. And you be done got 6 or 8 episodes in to where you like it. But then on that 7th, 8th, and 9th episode, the whole narrative done changed. And now the whole movie or series is about something that a Christian shouldn't go along with. Isn't it amazing? I was watching the Upshaws. I was like, man, this is funny. This is funny. I was, ha ha, yeah, Mike has a chip. Man, they got around about the 7th episode and the whole narrative changed about his homosexual son. I said, that's what this is about now. Trying to poison our minds. Lil Nas X came out. It seemed like he on every commercial. Selling everything now. Why? Because when you believe in certain things, you get certain platforms, and you can push that agenda. Why? Trying to poison people's mind. But you have to stand up to it. You and I, we have to stand up to it. Oh, don't let me start talking about this corona thing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But we don't need to let anybody poison our mind. Are y'all understanding? When you recognize and start discerning that something is not of God, you need to move on and separate yourself. Because if you give a little bit of space, or if I give a little bit of space to the enemy, what does the Bible teach? Give no place to the
to the devil.
Why? What are you going to come in and do? Steal, kill, and destroy. This is good teaching. It's not popular, but am I right? Yeah. Don't let anybody poison your mind. I don't care if it's your cousin, somebody on your team, or somebody you go to church with. Because you know what I'm learning? Most deception, sad to say, is coming from folk that know better. You don't let your kinfolk or church folk poison your mind. We don't learn. You can set your mind how you want. You don't go along with anybody if their mind is jacked up. Are y'all with me? All right, let's move on. Let's go to Mark. So if I'm going to be on a daily basis mindful or have the mind of Christ, what's the first thing we learn? Don't let anybody what? Poison your mind. Don't let nobody poison your mind. Okay? You out there in these sororities and fraternities looking real appealing. Don't let them poison your mind. You know we do a lot of good for the community. But look closer. What are you, who and what are you pledging to? Why is it pledging? What am I pledging to? What am I making my allegiance to? Don't let anybody poison your mind. Mark 14, 72. Look at Jesus talking to, well, this is Peter. This is Peter here, Simon Peter. I make you mad? Okay, all right. A second time, the rooster crowed. Then Peter, what did he do? Called to mind. Come on, it's in English. Then Peter did what? Called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept. So if I'm going to have the mind of Christ, I need to learn how to call to mind what Jesus said. I love that verse. We have to call to mind what we were taught. Jesus told Peter, you're going to deny me. And I love how the verse says, he called to mind what Jesus had said. Young folk, adults, we have to call to mind what we're taught in life. Before you make certain decisions, you need to, Lord, bring back to my remembrance what I was taught. What did Bishop teach me? What did Pastor teach me before I do this? Call to mind what you were taught. Before I do this, what was I taught about money? Before I do this, what was I taught about relationships? Before I do this, what was I taught about this, that, and the other? We have to call it to mind. And that's one thing the Holy Spirit will do. He will bring things back to our remembrance. He'll bring things back. Baker, you remember, Walker taught you, according to the word, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Baker, remember, your pastor taught you. Don't be trying to make nothing happen. Just trust the Lord with all your heart. Let him unfold it in your life. You got to remember or call to your mind what you have been taught. And sometimes in order to do that, you got to pray. Holy Spirit, bring it back to my remembrance because I got some choices to make in life. What do I need to do? Are y'all with me? All right. Final thing. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 26. I'm ending on this. Lord have mercy. Is it helping anybody? Okay. About four of y'all. Anybody else besides the four? All right. Isaiah 26 and 4. 26 and 3. Let me get it right for y'all. Check me. Isaiah 26 and 3. And you will keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts in you. When we have the mind of Christ, God will give us peace about the choices that we make. See, whether you are battling with, should I take the vax or should I not take the vax? Look, just ask God what you should do. And whatever he tell you to do, he going to keep you in perfect peace. Well, he told me to, so I'm at peace with that. He told me not to, I'm at peace with that. You don't base your decisions on other people's mindset. Whether it be folk you go to church with, in your family, or on the news. Your mind is, Lord, I want to be in your will. I want to do what you want me to do. And when I do what you want me to do, I'm going to be at perfect peace. You're going to prosper my way. What school you want me to go to, Lord? What job you want me to take, Lord? How much you want me to give and put on the altar? Whatever you tell me, because you are directing or guiding me, I'm going to be at peace with it. And see, sometimes we be afraid or we allow fear to grip our heart about doing certain things. But once you have an assurance, this is what God wants me to do, you're going to be at peace. And whoever you are this morning, you're hesitant about doing certain things. Look, if God guides you to do a particular thing, it's going to be some peace right there with it. Why? Because wherever the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's going to be some peace there. Should I get the operation or not get the operation? Whatever God tell you to do, he's going to keep you at perfect peace. Should I do what the doctor telling me or not? Whatever the Lord tell you, you're going to be at peace. I'll never forget this testimony from our beloved Elder Freeman when he was in the hospital and the doctors were trying to rush him and tell him to do a particular thing. And he told the doctor and his family, look, I'm following my omniscient God. What he done told me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Lay back in his bed and smile. That's the report that I was told. Was at peace with what God told him to do. And that's how we have to be, and that's what we need to understand, young people. Whatever God tells you to do, whether it's to be somebody's friend or not, you fine with it. They may have a problem with it, but that's not your problem. Okay? Why you don't want to hang around me? And then if sometimes just drop the hell, because God told me not to hang around you. Now, if you add something to it, that's on you. But let that be their problem. You just do what God wants you to do and be at perfect peace. How many understand that we should not only choose to have the mind of Christ, but how to have the mind of Christ from the teaching today? How many understand how to put the word into action? All right, I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning. Let this mind be in you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.